Values-Based Investing. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Jim Ryan, managing director at Merrill Lynch at the Private Banking and Investment Group in New York City, says investors today are demanding more from their portfolio.
More and more investors are looking for that portfolio to also reflect who they are, their ethics, their social point of view, their faith.
This holds true for two distinctive groups, both individual investors with their personal assets, as well as institutions such as schools, churches, and nonprofit organizations. Ryan says institutional investors have a greater responsibility to ensure that their own investments do reflect their underlying ministry or mission.
After some of the mass shootings that we've had, unfortunately, in the country over the last few years, many investors will call up and ask, well, do I have any gun manufacturers in my portfolio? I think maybe that's something I'd like to address.
Investment managers look at companies that are selling those goods and services, but they also look at the way a company is making their product, such as labor practices or environmental issues that investors may find problematic.
I think what's hardest for investors now with values-based investing is to implement the process. How do I find those mutual funds? How do I find those investment managers that I can invest in that will be consistent with my beliefs? It's not a simple thing. There's more work involved. But for those clients or those investors who find this to be critical, then there's such an enjoyment at the end of it, of that process.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.